Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our bulk mail center haulers hauling the bulk mail to the post offices so it can be sorted and delivered to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel so we can get up and go wherever we need to go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. All is the same thing. Captains, it's Captain with the word S on the end of it. America, Captain's America, all lowercase. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, out there in the land of milk and honey, fruits and nuts, and some guy up there in Sacramento that probably needs a straitjacket. It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Right, well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yeah, we'll explain what we mean here in a minute, but I hope you're having a good night.
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. All righty, and everybody's well ready to go. We've got a pretty comfortable night tonight. It's not as warm as what it's been. It's currently 79 degrees, and now we've got clear skies out there. It's a gorgeous night.
Very, very nice. Well, 67 here. Nice to cool off after a hot day again.
That's not bad. That's not bad. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple things to start the show. First of all, we had an impromptu lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue in Bradenton at Cortez Row. We had several people show up. Some people that we knew were coming and some people that we didn't know were coming, because I put it out there a few times on the radio, and we had a very nice couple that lived right there that listened to the program every night. And thank you so very much for you guys showing up, and our pal Jeannie and Jeff and Sarah DeSolota. And, of course, we had, the button guy was there, and we set up our luncheon that we're going to have, the official Captain's America Third Watch lunch next month, September the 1st at Bradenton, there at that Mission Barbecue. So that's what we were doing there yesterday. And again, thanks to the people that showed up.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, it's really great when people can come out and have a great time like that.
Now, I want to address something in a very polite and respectful manner. We got a little weird email again from somebody who's just doesn't quite understand the agenda, correct?
I think so, yes.
And would you say that that person that doesn't understand the agenda might be because they're pretty well stuck in their own ways and they did something maybe a few years ago that might have worked for them, but those days are over and gone and he just can't seem to let go of them?
Well, a lot of times, you know, people have the sometimes the best intentions, but yeah, in this case, it may not apply. Yeah.
Well, the best intentions are not insulting somebody to try to get their attention, because what we will do is we will block you, and then you can't insult anybody because you're talking to yourself.
True, exactly.
So we had this gentleman, and we've heard from him before, who sent us an email, who's got all these great ideas, and that's wonderful. But that was another time, another period, another day, another way, and the names that he mentioned on there, those people are pretty much gone and forgotten, and I do mean exactly what I said, because I'm from one of the cities where one of the names he mentioned to the individual, and I know that once I speak with that, but we're moving onward, we're moving upward, we appreciate everybody that supports this program, but, you know, hey, if you don't agree with what we say, that's fine. You're entitled to have that opinion, but don't try to insult us in the process and think we're going to pay the least little bit of attention to you. All we're going to do is talk like we're doing right now and tell you that you just run the risk of being blocked.
Well, right. It's never a good idea. You know, you get more with a carrot than a stick. That's for sure.
Especially if it's a horse.
Yeah. Well, but of course, yeah. The notion of the insults is what you're talking about. That's the surest way to turn somebody off right away.
Yep. Now, speaking of turning somebody off, didn't we talk about the little short, fat guy, the balded guy, Brian Stetler, quite a while ago, and say I thought his days were numbered?
Yes, you did, as a matter of fact. Yes.
And we talked about it and said, his sponsors are going to start going away from him, and all of a sudden one day he's going to wake up and he's not going to have a program because of what he was doing. He was insulting people, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, he had quite a, well, interesting show, to say the least.
But he insulted but he insulted people.
Right. Well, his whole shtick was not good, I thought.
Well, Sunday is his last show. Make sure you tune in and bid him a fond farewell. And don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out there, Stetler. All right. Hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a busy news night. We're going to get right to it when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away before we get back to Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Now, I'm going to be at the Largo Gun Show on Saturday at the Largo Event Center on 126th Avenue North, and the fact of the matter is I'm going to have a whole bunch of coupons for 66% off on anything you want to buy at MyPillow. And I'll have those coupons with me, and I'll be handing them out. So you'll be able to take advantage of that. But right now, you can go over to the MyPillow.com website, take a look at all the stuff that they've got over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's how you get in there. Promo code CAPTAIN, Radio Listener Specials page. And then take a look and see all the different things that they have for sale. And again, there will be a promo coupon that I'll have with me, or you can use the promo code CAPTAIN and get the discount on the items that are in there right now. Now, you can also call them and get a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or again, go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, that same promo code also works at mystore.com. Go over there and check that out. Mystore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to the show and back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
That's going to be an interesting concept because I'm going to be taking these coupons with me every time I go to a gun show, and it'll be an extra little bonus for the folks.
Yes, absolutely. No, that's really cool.
Now, something interesting happened in Florida last night. For those people that have been paying attention, Our Governor Ron DeSantis a little while ago put forth a new agency. Some people are calling it the election police. But the fact of the matter is it's to crack down on voter fraud and some of the things that were going on, not only in our state of Florida, but some states around the country could pay attention. We had 20 people get arrested yesterday around the state of Florida who were charged with felonies for voting more than once around the state of Florida. And some of these people voted several times around the state of Florida, which is definitely a no-no.
Well, that's right. You know, the old saying as a joke was vote early and vote often. And obviously, and this is no laughing matter, Captain, because I think Florida's supposed to have the primaries here in just a few days. Basically, and so this is a very, very important problem that has to be dealt with.
Richard wants a coupon. Richard, all you got to do if you want a coupon is go to the website, mypillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you got your two-thirds discount, your 66% discount right there.
Exactly right.
That's all you got to do.
That's always going to be promo code CAPTAIN.
Yep, that's how you get it. Otherwise, I'll have the coupons with me to give to people. Okay, now, that being said, I don't know what's going to happen. These are the first arrests. They're certainly not the last arrests. But felony, and to be charged with a felony and violate election law, you've really got to be doing something bad.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah. And again, the whole point of having elections is for the people to speak. By having election fraud, that disenfranchises legitimate voters who have the right to speak.
Right, and I haven't looked to see yet where these people were arrested at, but I'll bet you right now the majority of them, I just have a feeling, were down in South Florida.
Could very well be. That's right.
Because of what we all know happens down there a lot.
Right, right.
In a couple of different counties down there. Now, a federal judge in Florida may order the release of the affidavit used by the FBI to carry out a search warrant and raid on President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last week. It's also going to be heavily redacted. We heard that yesterday from the original decision that was made by this magistrate, who, by the way, was going to recuse himself and is still on the case.
That's true, and this is the very same magistrate, Captain, who would have approved the original warrant, and at that time, it's really kind of difficult to understand why this person would not have found it to be very overbroad on its face when it was handed to him. But he went along with it and said, okay, you can basically go and you can pick up every single thing that you find, I guess, at Mar-a-Lago. But that's right. Now they're going to look at the possible redactions. And there's a lot going on there, too, because there's the idea that you're protecting, sources. These are general considerations when you're looking to release something like this. But at the same time, though, Captain, they could be arguing over what is acceptable in the redactions for a long time. The DOJ could drag this on if they wanted to.
Well, it's not up to a news agency as to what's going to be redacted. But I will say the decision to call for redactions comes after a number of news organizations requested the affidavit be released to the public. Now, President Donald Trump has also called for a full release of the document without any redactions.
Well, precisely. There's going to be some redactions, we know. Now, the volume of redactions, I think, is going to be also key in figuring out whether or not this is really just about the document problem, where the documents were locked up in the basement with the padlock that the government asked them to put on there, all this stuff. And I think, Captain, one of the issues with the redactions is that they'll not want you to see some things, perhaps, that might pertain to whatever else they're looking for or the reason that they went in because of the Records Act or something like the Presidential Records Act. So it's more as this is going to come out, but it's really actually to Donald Trump's benefit if there's more information that comes out about this, not less.
Well, the competing storylines that ran concurrent to the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago have all been published, and now we're getting more into the details of what led the Justice Department to execute a raid on the former president's home. That's something that I think we all need to know. Now, the Fed summoned two Trump attorneys, namely Pat A. Cipollone and Patrick F. Philbin, to discuss what went down regarding the handling of classified materials at Trump's Florida residence. These two men were the leading legal representatives who worked with the National Archives regarding the questions over sensitive documents at Mar-a-Lago and their retrieval. Now, the New York Times' Maggie Haberman wrote that Philbin was interviewed last spring over the matter, and the magical mystery tour that led to the FBI ransacking was set into motion at that time.
Well, right, and this, of course, is the big question. How did it get from lawyers talking to the federal government about what records are there and how they're being stored and if they're classified or not? We understand that one of Trump's attorneys, one of them that's mentioned here, actually signed a document, I believe, that said there were no classified materials or that they had been handed back over. But here's one of the interesting things, though, Captain. Evidently, according to the New York Times, they're saying that after a subpoena for some of the security footage, that somehow the agents were alarmed at what they saw. So that's a very interesting sort of statement. And did that lead to the sense of urgency about going in for this raid? Because all this kind of stuff, Captain, is stuff that's worked out over time with every single ex-president. But yet this went from 0 to 60 in about 1 second.
Yeah, hard to figure. Yeah. By the way, for the first time in 4 years, Chinese troops will be going into Russia to take part in a joint military exercise beginning August the 30th and running through September the 5th.
And
got a lot of people concerned about that little deal.
Well, sure. Look at what's happening in the world on planet Earth right now. That's a very significant development. We see what's happening with Russia. They decided to go right into Ukraine, no matter what. They're not backing down. They've got other designs on other things. China has other designs on geopolitical issues, but also resources and stuff like that. I don't think they're out there trying to, please John Kerry about climate change. I think they're looking how they can get other stuff to make themselves, give themselves more energy or do whatever.
Make them relevant.
Because
people aren't paying attention to them again.
Exactly. But what are they paying attention to? They're paying attention to a bunch of other stuff that Joe Biden needs to be doing.
Did you know this one? Did you know the U.S. and Taiwan are starting formal trade talks again to create a new initiative between the two countries?
Yes. And that's a good thing, but it's also
not if you're China, it's not a good thing.
Exactly. I was going to say it's a good thing, but it's going to anger the Chinese government.
Yep.
So in other words, the tensions keep building. No kidding.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Friday morning. Gun show tomorrow at Largo. If you're here in the area, Tampa Bay area, I'll be over there from 9 to 3. And I'll tell you where the there is when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled to block parts of a Florida law backed by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's dubbed the Stop Woke Act.
The state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state, we're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire. We're going to be following common sense. We're going to be following, facts, and that's just really, really important.
Governor Ron DeSantis during a news conference. This partial block will effectively suspend its enforcement. The law, which went into effect July 1st, banned classroom instruction or corporate training that made students or employees feel uncomfortable about their race. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away on this beautiful Friday morning here in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I hope you're having a great day wherever you're at around the country, around the world, listening to us right now. And a special shout-out to Maria in Germany. And we appreciate you very much, Maria. You've been a long, long time listener, and we appreciate you being that loyal and dedicated to the program. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who own and operate Relief Factor. I've been taking their product religiously for the past 8 years. As a matter of fact, I took a Relief Factor when I woke up yesterday afternoon, which was my morning, and I had a little something to eat, because you should always have something to eat with it. And it's working in my system, as it always does, and I'm not having any problems tonight. Swelling's down in the foot, the ankle, the left leg, is the right leg as well, and the pain is pretty much gone altogether. And this is why I take it, because of the pain I'm in and because of the inflammation that I have. And it's all under control right now. This is what you can have, too. I'm not saying it's going to work right away, but I'm going to say that if you continue to take it over a period of time, that it will work. You have to give it a chance to work. All you do is take this all-natural product, which has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, and take it one time a day, two if you need to, and see what it does for you. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to the website, and you will see Relief Factor right there. You can order it, $19.95, the three-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. And then you just go on automatic delivery, and away you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. Because like Kyle likes to say, what do we tell the people, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. And there's nothing worse than pain late at night, and you can't sleep, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yep, nothing worse. I've tossed and turned many, many hours before I started taking this stuff. All right. We just told you about our governor and his new election police and making some arrests right off the bat. Felony arrests here in Florida for people that misused and violated the system that we have in place. And that's what's going to happen to the more people they find out about that they can put a case up against. Also, the governor said something else. He said, and I quote, "Even if I say the sky is blue, the media fact checkers will immediately rate it false." I know the feeling. I know the feeling. And then he said, "That's why many people don't trust the media."
Well, sure, because not every single person in the media, but the general thrust is that there's the bias about different candidates or different government officials.
Yep.
And it's also, I mean, this applies to Trump as well. In fact, I think it was perfected by them under Trump.
Probably.
Yep.
Probably. And then again, you got your governor, who apparently can do no wrong, right?
Well, of course. That's right. Well, that's the thing. Suddenly, it will be, I think, Gavin Newsom's star will rise in terms of speculation about 2024 and possible Democrats who might run if Joe Biden doesn't run, this kind of thing. And he'll have a real love fest going on with the media. I just think it's a fairly easy prediction to make about that, and he'll have an easy time of it, more or less.
I just don't see how he can run regardless of what he's thinking, because he's not thinking. He doesn't have the clear and lucid thinking anymore. He just doesn't.
Well, right. But here's the thing with Newsom, and the reason I think the Democrat Party will gravitate to him, and again, things can change. We're so far away from that at this point. But number one, he's younger. Biden is older at this point. I think the Democrat Party doesn't want someone like Hillary Clinton to come in and run. In other words, the old guard, as it were. And so I think that they'll gravitate to somebody like Newsom, who's telegenic and this kind of popular, this kind of thing.
Now, you got to love the lieutenant governor of Texas. I think his name is Dan Patrick. Does that sound right?
Right.
And he's telling the leaders of the major Democratic-led cities in the Northeast that if they have an issue with the busloads of illegal immigrants coming to their communities, that they really need to get in touch with President Joe Biden, because he's the one that is responsible for this.
Well, you know, this is a really dramatic sort of political maneuver, isn't it? It's that you've got big...
Perfectly legal, thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Well, but these big blue cities, they declare themselves sanctuaries. And, you know, this is what they've done. So you have the government in Texas saying, okay, well, we're not sanctuary. But if you want to be a sanctuary, we're going to help these fine folks get over to be in your sanctuary city. And the people in the sanctuary city get all mad about that. I mean, that's just really rich, isn't it, Captain?
To a certain degree, yes.
Yeah. But this is the thing sometimes, I think, with the far left liberals, is that if you make them put their money where their mouth is, suddenly they don't want to talk about this anymore. this is a burden. We need the National Guard. You know, this is what the mayor of D.C. had said. And the mayor of New York as well, New York City, saying, well, you know, this is too many. Well, it's a really a drop in the bucket to how many people come across the border illegally on the southern border, and those smaller towns and stuff and cities, they're supposed to absorb all that, and everything's just A-okay.
Now, yesterday, a top former Trump Organization executive, Alan Weisselberg, pleaded guilty to 15 charges related to a tax fraud scheme. Now, Weisselberg's plea could make him a key witness in an upcoming tax evasion trial against the Trump Organization. As part of his plea deal, it seems Mr. Weisselberg agreed to testify truthfully at the trial. Now, we'll see what happens here, but this is one of these other backdoor things that's coming around the corner, because they are, again, are trying to get Trump any way they can.
They are trying to get Trump any way they can, and as with everything, when it comes to some kind of wrongdoing or admission of guilt or this kind of thing, in a large organization, the Trump Organization, I think, certainly qualifies as being a large organization. There's a lot of there's a lot of ground to cover to get from point A to point B, and to find out did this come directly from Donald Trump. They'll try to tie it to him, of course. But a lot remains to be seen. So this thing has to play out, and we'd say that about anybody who'd be accused of this kind of thing in the organization.
Now, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization will be sentenced to 5 months in prison and must pay $2 million in back taxes and fines. He can actually serve just 100 days if his behavior is good. Now, Weisselberg was found guilty of evading taxes on $1.76 million in off-the-books perks, including rent for a Manhattan apartment and school tuition for his grandchildren over a period of 15 years. Though Weisselberg may testify against the Trump Organization, he refused a better deal that would have involved cooperating with a broader investigation into Donald Trump's business practices. So he's given up something, but what the something is, we'll have to wait and hear.
Well, exactly right. Yeah.
And I don't know. I think he found a way to make money off the Trumpster, not the other way around.
Well, that could very well be. And but this has also gone on for a long time. You know, all the secrets are in the Trump tax returns. I don't know what other kinds of weird things we'll find in the Trump tax returns, but evidently they're supposed to be in there. But especially, too, when you're as big an icon as Trump was even before he ran for president.
Right.
When the world sort of loved Donald Trump and Hollywood loved Donald Trump. And, you know, the liberal, the Democrat establishment love Donald Trump. You know, there's still a lot going on, and people can try to glom on and get whatever they can.
One of the reasons why is because he gave money to a lot of their campaigns. He played both sides of the fence.
Well, of course, and that was smart politics from his perspective as a business tycoon, you know, and he was able to navigate that world. I think what happened was when he decided that he was going to tell it like it is, from his perspective, he was going to, you know, lay it all out on the line, then they didn't like that very much because it literally crumbled their world.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to be coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway report, so don't go anywhere. Plenty of that to come, and we'll take a look at the roads out there tonight and see what's going on there. So, again, this program, all about we the people. Yep, we the people. Imagine that, a program about we the people. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. So when we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Honk if you love Jesus, honk if you love Hank. But if you're looking for a nice old beer to drink, come on and honk, honk. Come on and honk, honk. Give me the neon boots, honk. Honk if you love Chevy, honk if you love Ford. But if you're here to party, we got what you're looking for. Come on and honk it all. Come on and honk it all. Give me if you love Jack.
Honk if you're a redneck and you're proud of silver. Come on and honk it tonk. Come on and honk it tonk. Hit me a neon boost tonk. Come on and honk it tonk. Yeah, yeah. Come on and honk it tonk.
Oh, yeah. Come on and honky tonk. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that one.
That's Joshua Siska. That's a new guy in the block, and sounds pretty good to me.
Well, I like it. I think it's a really cool song.
Yep. Absolutely. All righty, folks. Well, I'm going to read you a little something here, and I'm going to give it to Kyle. Once again, excessive heat is going to continue over portions of the central Washington state Friday into the weekend. Afternoon temperatures will be up in the hundreds again, even in the mountains in the desert southwest. And, of course, there'll be monsoon activity again. Good Lord. Arizona's going to get some. New Mexico's going to get some. West Texas is going to get some. Might even see a little bit in the southern part of Utah. But that's going to be with us for several days. Looks like all over the weekend again. And then we got a ridge of high pressure that's kind of controlling things over to the east. Might get some afternoon showers along the ocean side and along the Gulf side over in Florida. But other than that, it's going to be one of those days. Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west tonight over almost the entire state of New Mexico, we do have a flood watch going on, aerial flood watch.
Yep.
And basically, this is going to be in place until about Saturday evening. And, of course, that means could be caused there by excessive rainfall. So you want to be aware of that. You want to be careful of that if you're traveling in that area. That flood watch is going to go on over into Arizona. Most of Arizona, with the possible exception, looks like some areas around Phoenix. But right in the heart of Phoenix, looks like we've got a flash flood warning going on right there as well. Down near Yuma, there's a statement being issued that a strong thunderstorm is going to be impacting that area there. Wind gusts up to possibly 50 miles per hour, so you want to be aware of that if you're coming across I-8 in the Yuma area. Also, flash flood warnings up near Parker, Arizona. Maybe thunderstorms coming in there by about Saturday or so, and also over towards Blythe over in California. The heat advisories continue all through the Central Valley. Some of the heat advisories have dropped off in parts of southern Oregon, but they pick up again in central Oregon, going all the way to the border with Canada, all over the state of Washington, and portions of northern Idaho as well. Doesn't mean it's not going to be hot. It just means that it got to the point where they weren't issuing a heat advisory per se because it wasn't right, because it wasn't as hot as it was predicted to be in the last few days. But it still can be very, very hot, so you want to be aware of that. Also, looking at the rain right now, we are seeing a lot of rain down by Yuma. We're also seeing rain just outside Phoenix. We've also got rain up near Gallup, New Mexico, and then just a little bit across over the border back into Arizona near St. John's, down towards Globe as well. So you want to be aware of that. And if you're coming across I-80 north of Elko on Interstate 80, you've got the rain coming across the road up near Wells, and it may be with you almost to the border there with Utah tonight. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we've got some down in Texas around the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, some stagnant air down there. So be advised, you people with breathing problems, you probably already know this. You're walking outside, you might want to take a little extra precaution. Yeah, those of you on oxygen and whatnot, you need to be very careful. And then I-20 east to the Louisiana line coming out of the Dallas Metroplex, you got that same area over in there. There is a flood watch right now going on in the west part of
Texas, again, El Paso, over east towards Van Horn, and that's going to be with you because it's all the way up to New Mexico, down to the Mexican line, east of El Paso. Be advised of that. Then when you get out to the east, around Fort Stockton in Texas, you've got a flood advisory there. You've also got some high water along the edges, low-lying areas from Houston south on down to Brownsville, so be advised of that. And up into the upper Midwest, taking a look right now at the Great Lakes, you've got some flooding going on, slight bit of flooding going on right now around Gary and Toledo, Toledo, Ohio, and Gary, Indiana, so be advised of that. A little bit of a problem there. Again, a lot of water. Massachusetts, over in New England tonight, you've got the possibility for some more showers over there. It could get dicey again with the streams. The streams are all up to, and in some cases right at or over their banks, the small streams, and be advised of that. And then coming on down towards Florida, it looks like it's going to be a really good day. I don't see anything to bother you except our afternoon thunderstorms that we've been getting for quite some time, and those are a piece of cake, really, usually anyway, piece of cake, so no problem there. Now, the truckers report, Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Kyle, tell everybody why we go there.
Well, Captain, we'd love to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers because, number one, they want to be your oasis out there on the open road as you travel across the country. If you're trucking across the country, if you're on vacation, if you're in your RV, you want to pull into the Pilot and Flying J. And now between now, and October 31st, and we love to tell people about this, Captain, you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline just by becoming a member of the My Rewards Plus program. You can download the My Rewards Plus app, and when you join up, you can start saving 10 cents a gallon. You'll also get other great offers as well. You can use their trip calculator, all kinds of great stuff in that app. And you can go to pilotflyingj.com for more information and also full terms and conditions for saving 10 cents a gallon. And you definitely want to check that out. Also, don't forget as well that for truckers, the Axle fuel card, that is the fuel card that you want. It's designed for trucking. And unlike other cards, they offer custom credit solutions to keep your business rolling. It's not just a diesel and mixed fuel card. It's a flexible solution for fleets of all sizes. So you want to check them out today, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And you don't have to just be a truck driver to get that card either. You can get a form of it for the RVers that are out there that are traveling across the highways and byways because they have problems too where they got to get in and get a large amount of fuel and or tires changed or whatever, maybe even a wash, and it's all part of what they do.
That's right. Exactly.
And they're revamping a whole bunch of these truck stops. Wait till you see what they're going to look like next. All right, Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.